The head of the Central Intelligence Agency says he does not believe the Bush administration manipulated intelligence to justify the war in Iraq. CIA Director George Tenet appeared before a Senate panel Tuesday. Under sharp questioning, Democratic Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts asked Mr. Tenet if he challenged administration officials when they portrayed the threat posed by former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein's regime as more serious than CIA reports had suggested.
And when you see this intelligence you provide being misrepresented, misstated by the highest authorities, when do you say no?
I'm not going to sit here today and tell you what my interaction was and what I did or what I didn't do, except that you have to have the confidence to know that when I believed that somebody was misconstruing intelligence, I said something about it. I don't stand up in public and do it.
In his appearance before the Senate Armed Services Committee, Mr. Tenet said he did not believe the administration manipulated intelligence to make a case for war, as many Democrats have argued. Mr. Tenet was joined by Defense Intelligence Agency Director Vice Admiral Lowell Jacoby. Under questioning from Senator Elizabeth Dole, a North Carolina Republican, both men denied they were pressured by administration officials to shape intelligence.
Were either of you under any pressure in any way to filter intelligence prior to the war in Iraq?
No, ma'am.
Admiral?
Ma'am, I was not.
The administration had cited Iraq's weapons of mass destruction as a key reason for going to war, although none has been found. Former U.S. Weapons Inspector David Kaye, in an appearance before the Armed Services Committee in January, blamed faulty intelligence for the failure to find any weapons. Mr. Tenet defended his department's analysts and said it is premature to make judgments about the accuracy of pre-war intelligence. A U.S. team is continuing the search for weapons in Iraq. Asked about the current situation in Iraq, Mr. Tenet said U.S. and coalition troops increasingly are under assault from insurgent elements determined to disrupt the transfer of power to local authorities. He said the attacks appear to be the work of remnant elements of former leader Saddam Hussein's regime, including party officials, military intelligence, and security officers.
Their goal is clear. They intend to inspire an Islamic extremist insurgency that would threaten coalition forces and put a halt to the long-term process of building democratic institutions and governance in Iraq. They hope for a Taliban-like enclave in Iraq's Sunni heartland that would be a jihadist safe haven.
At the end of the public hearing, the Armed Services Committee went into closed session to discuss classified matters with Mr. Tenet. Deborah TVUA News, Capitol Hill.